NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block. Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Friday, February 24th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Companies report success with four-day workweek trial, citing the benefits to employee well-being and business revenue. Linux comes to Apple Silicon Macs, and the results are in for Okta's Business at Work report. Which category leads? This is the Business of Tech. That four-day workweek trial in the UK has released its results, and if you think I wasn't going to cover it, well, like catnip, I can't stop. An overwhelming majority of the 61 companies, totaling nearly 3,000 employees, that participated from June to December will continue with the shorter hours. Most employees were less stressed and had better work-life balance. That was all the while companies reported revenue largely stayed the same during the trial period last year and even grew compared with the same 6 months a year earlier, according to findings released this week. Employees reported benefits with 71% less burned out, 39% less stressed, and 48% more satisfied with their job than before the trial. Of the workers, 60% said balancing work and responsibilities at home was easier, while 73% reported increased satisfaction with their lives. The findings show that fatigue was down, people were sleeping more, and mental health improved. Revenue grew 1.4% over the trial for 23 companies that provided adequate data and waited for the business size, while a separate 24 companies saw revenue climb more than 34% from the same six-month period a year earlier. As part of the trial, workers agree to use a 180-100 model, which means they receive 100% of their pay for 80% of the time, but commit to 100% of the output. Why do we care? The results are in, and you can make your employees happier and grow revenue. It's that simple, actually, and the reason to care. I'll offer two takes. First, an area to explore for competitive differentiation in hiring while increasing revenue. The second take is this. If you're unwilling to do this in your organization, at least acknowledge this is a new competitive force. My prediction remains that this will be an increasing trend, and at some point, a large company will move first and validate the movement even further. There's Linux now for the Apple M-series chips, including the M1 and M2 families. It's in Linux 6.2, which is expected to become Ubuntu's 23.04's default kernel and to be included in Fedora 38 before the late April release of Linux 6.3. Why do we care? There's a small but passionate and dedicated Linux community, and it's served by specialists focused on the area. For those that need to know, this is a big deal. Okta has released its ninth annual Businesses at Work report. The report is based on anonymized data from Okta's more than 17,000 global customers and the Okta Integration Network, which includes over 7,000 integrations with cloud, mobile, web apps, and IT infrastructure providers. The top categories were travel, business supplies, and design. Business supplies, a category that didn't even break the top 10 in last year's report, also showed tremendous year-over-year growth with a 35% increase in customers and a 77% increase in unique users. From the report, quote, "This year's fastest growing list features a diverse pool of apps, ranging from tools for collaboration, communication, corporate travel, and HR, to a cloud platform, a developer tool, and a security tool. In fact, the big winner this year is Kandji, K-A-N-D-J-I, an Apple mobile device management tool with 172% year-over-year growth by a number of customers. Organizations rely on a large, diverse set of apps to deliver on their mission, and large companies with more than 2,000 employees lead the pack with an average of 211 apps apiece. Companies continue to add best-of-breed apps, such as Zoom, Slack, and Box, on top of productivity suites. And this year's data shows that the growth in multi-cloud adoption that has been visible since 2017 shows no signs of slowing down, and the favorite pairing of Amazon Web Services and Google Cloud Platform continues to gain traction. Why do we care? The app usage data is a reliable proxy for what areas of technology are growing: collaboration, HR, and communication, all important elements of the productivity layer. Cloud development, security, this all makes sense. The growth of the apps themselves means that there are services opportunities related to all of them. Thus, adding best-of-breed apps is code for making money on services here. Do you love the podcast? Did you know you can get the stories in your inbox too, so you have all the links? Did you know there's a weekly newsletter too, diving into our bonus episodes? And would you like to win a $100 Amazon gift card? Visit businessof.tech/subscribe, and anyone who signs up for either the daily or the weekly newsletter before March 15th will be entered into a drawing for that Amazon card. And if you sign up for both, that's two entries. Sign up for the daily digest and weekly newsletter at businessof.tech/subscribe. Thanks for listening. Today, National Tortilla Chip Day, a vital component of queso and dip. I will have a bonus episode for you this weekend, and I'll be back again on Tuesday. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.